Inside Mac.
Welcome to the only place on earth where your digital lifestyle and the world of Macintosh come together every week. Welcome to Inside Mac Radio. In San Francisco from our flagship station, News Talk 1220 KNTS, I'm Scott Shepard, along with the missing Brad Wright
Where is he? In trouble.
He's grounded this week.
Okay.
And hot from the pages of the Mac Minute Daily News, Dino Orlando with all the news from this week that made your world Mac-tacular. The Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, the preferred disk and system utility for Mac OS X. You can check them out over at Micromat.com. DVD XDV, the coolest software to take content off your DVD and bring it back into iMovie and have all kinds of fun with it. You can check them out, DVDXDV.com. MCE Technologies, the place to get a brand new MacBook, MacBook Pro upgrades. And we're going to have these guys on later in the show talking about an exclusive deal that's going to be here, heard here first on Inside Mac. With a brand new cool goodie for MacBook Pro owners.
Yet another exclusive.
Another cool stuff. We're going to have a product announcement today. So we're going to talk about that. So you can check them out over at mcetech.com. FirmTech, the official storage provider of the Inside Mac Radio program with the coolest SATA true backplane storage solutions. You can check all the great stuff going on over there at FirmTech. It's F-I-R-M-T-E-K, FirmTech.com. And of course, our creative media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine at popphoto.com, American Photo Magazine at americanphoto.com, Creator Pro at creatorpro.com, Mac Update, the place to get your software updates at macupdate.com, the official printers of the Inside Mac Radio Show at printingforless.com, and of course, our buddy Phillips Hodgetts, Digital Production Buzz Show, Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. on the web at digitalproductionbuzz.com. So we're here with myself, Scott Shepard, Dino Orlando, and Artie Morrison.
Scott, how are you?
Good. Guess what? It's Fleet Week here in San Francisco.
It is Fleet Week in San Francisco, and Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific, if you're listening locally on 1220 KNTS and coming into the city, it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be. Fleet Week, for those of you listening across the fruited plain, is when the Navy shows up, and on certain years, the Blue Angels, this is one of the years where they're going to be here. They're practicing Thursday and Friday. And it's just a big celebration in downtown San Francisco and the tip of the peninsula.
Yeah, and new this year is the Red Bull Air Races, too.
Absolutely.
Sort of like the pylon races like they do in Reno.
Absolutely, like it was last month in Reno.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, they literally race around large pylons. Are they using the Transamerica building for a pylon?
I don't know. Usually they race pretty low off the ground.
Yeah, it's what?
And they turn 90 degrees and they're like 6 or 8 feet off the ground and they're P-51 Mustangs and old Corsairs and custom built stuff.
Measure Schmitz and Zeros and all these.
Pulling 5Gs, custom built, twin turbo, twin blown Allisons racing.
Largely World War II warbirds that have been kind of
fully hot rodded ones.
So they're
4,000 horsepower Allisons running VP special air race fuel Rolls Royces.
It's going to be great.
It's pretty cool
stuff. From what I hear, they're actually flying around the perimeter of the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've ever seen what the Blue Angels do just above the high-rises of San Francisco, this ought to be very interesting as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So if anybody can get down to the city today,
yeah,
it's worth the trip.
If you hear a rumbling that sounds like some kind of interference or maybe we're having an earthquake, it's probably not. It's probably an F-18. Just flying over the building. So don't panic. Leave that to us.
There you go. Uh-huh. We'll be running.
Dino Orlando's got Inside Mac Minute headline news coming up.
She does.
What's on tap there, Dina?
Well, actually, the Mac Pro was dubbed the fastest PC in the UK.
Amen.
Find out why on the Inside Mac Minute headline news. That's all I'm giving you guys.
Oh, what a tease.
I've heard that before. I like it. I like it. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we got a cool lineup. Next up, we're going to have Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister, talking about all the post-production news and video stuff and cool stuff going on. Andy Schallett's going to be calling in live from Hawaii. He's on vacation, but he's still calling in.
That's good. What
he was in Miami for a week, and then he was somewhere else. Now he's in Hawaii.
Isn't Schallett always on vacation?
I think so. And then we got little Sam Levin calling in with a cool Mac picks. We're going to have Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis from the Houston Chronicle calling in. He did a cool story about the brand new 24-inch iMac. We're going to be talking to Bobby and all kinds of cool stuff. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast-quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show was brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, the preferred disk and system utility from Mac OS X, now completely universal binary, runs on any flavor of the Macintosh. Cool stuff. You can check out all the great stuff going on over there at Micromat, of course, at micromat.com. Right now we're here with Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister, talking about all the cool production, post-production, and distribution news of the week. How are we doing, Philip?
How could you be anything but fantastic on a beautiful fall day like today?
It's beautiful, and it's Fleet Week here in San Francisco, so the Navy's in town, the Blue Angels are here. It's just fun.
That would make a great fun week in San Francisco. What a pity I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, but I'm sure it's nice there, too, though.
It is nice here, yes, but we don't have the sailors.
We've got 9,000. We'll send you a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll take out. Thanks.
So what's happening, brother?
Final Cut Pro. Apple finally announced some official knowledge-based documents for Final Cut Pro 5.1.2 that help people troubleshoot some of the issues that have arisen, particularly around FX plug compatibility and third-party codecs, QuickTime codecs. A small percentage of people installing and upgrading to 5.1.2 have run into some problems with that, and you can now find knowledge base articles at Apple, which are linked from the Digital Production Buzz News on OSX FAQ.
Cool.
So just check that out if Final Cut Pro is not booting, if it won't load after you're finished.
Now, how's yours? I put mine on, my G5, and it seems to be working great. Everything runs beautiful.
Yeah, I've had absolutely no problems. Even though I have the Avid codecs and some others in there that are non-standard, I've had no problem. But other people have had problems, and when removing the Avid codecs have helped them get around that problem. So maybe there are different versions of the Avid codecs that are involved. So it's really just a troubleshooting thing. Go back to the basic set of Apple-supplied codecs, take everything else out of the QuickTime folder in library folder, and put back in what you think you need until it breaks, and then you know that that's the one that stops Final Cut opening.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There's
anytime there's new technology and you're moving forward, we run into old problems. A lot of the time, the problems are because the codecs are not universal binary, and of course Final Cut Pro is, and you can't mix code bases.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That is a problem. So we'll
that's why I'm still on a PowerPC chip.
Hey, the rumors have it, though, that the Core 2 Duo MacBook Pros are coming up, and your wait may be rewarded.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So I'm thinking about,
it's
my 1 gigahertz G4 laptop is,
antiquated?
No, it works fine. It's just
old-fashioned?
when you're using a dual or a quad G5.
Antiquated.
Yeah, it's slow, but I like it. It's my friend.
Oh, it's a great box.
Well, the 15-inch MacBook Pro just feels exactly the same. It's really hard for me to tell the difference, apart from when things in the Final Cut Studio rendered are so screamingly fast.
Yeah.
And it's getting to this weird world now where we're getting firmware upgrades for hardware. I can't believe how much of the hardware, like the cameras and the decks that we use, are now getting firmware upgrades. Canon have announced a firmware upgrade for the XLH1 that corrects an issue with timecode synchronization and lets you go in 1/8 stop steps instead of 1/4 stop steps.
Wow, that's cool.
Try saying quarter stop steps 20 times quickly and see how you go.
Yeah.
The firmware upgrade is available by bringing the camcorder to Canon Center or phoning them. They'll send you an SD card for free that's not available for download. And if you don't want to do it yourself, they'll do it for you for just $75.
A deal.
And
wow,
likewise,
that's cool.
JVC are upgrading the firmware for their BRHD50U Pro HD VTR. Again, it's just a software upgrade that goes inside the deck and supports HDV 24 and 25p under Final Cut Pro 5.1. So now we're getting deck upgrades to match the software upgrades. That's bizarre, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah, well, at least now that you'll be able to, you can actually update your hardware.
Yes, yes. It's not like you have to take it and throw it out onto the scrap heap and start over with it again.
So true.
And Tinderbox 4 is released from the Foundry. These are a range of rather excellent 2D plugins. They don't do anything fancy in 3D, but they have some really nice realistic flames and fires, some surreal particle effects in there, and shotguns, muzzles, and all sorts of presets for those. You know, you can have a preset for the fire from an AK-47, a Beretta, a Colt 45. They don't actually have to go on set and shoot real live ammo. You can just put the muzzle flash in post-production.
You know what I've been playing with lately that is just so cool that I think people should go, even if they're not going to use it, just to play with it, is the Wonder Touch.
Oh, that is so cool, aren't they? Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah, they have this thing called the Show IEL software that lets you just grab their emitters, and it just plays them in a little window, and you can just sit there and just play with these things. They're cool. Maybe it's just a brain-dead, mindless entertainment for myself, and other people wouldn't like it, but it's interesting, nevertheless, you know. So
And other people use them to create really exciting and interesting effects, too, you know.
Yes, it is cool software, but...
And in the coming up to Maxon's 20th anniversary, and they've announced Cinema 4D Release 10 and Body Paint Release 3. More focused on character animation now, an area where Cinema 4D isn't the strongest player in the field. But they've certainly got a lot of new material, and according to an article by Ko Murayama over at DMN, they've actually done a lot of re-engineering of the pipeline inside the application, as well as the new features that are obvious to the user.
Wow, that's cool. I see there's more stuff happening on the Red front, too.
Yeah, they've actually announced a ship date.
I know. You think they're going to hold to this date? This is what they moved it. Now it went from, what, December to April?
No, they've always said that their goal was to have test cameras in by December, and they're still holding to that. They expect to have 20 to 30 test cameras by the end of the year, which they can get out to actual users for shakedown to see how it performs in the real world. And then bring that back, and they expect to have the first shipping units by, well, March, April. In other words, NAB.
That would be cool. And I guess they're cutting off the reservations at the end of this month, too.
Yep, because they're already, at the rate they can produce, that's really much the end of 2007 before you'll get a camera now, even if you have a reservation right now. So by the time you buy, it'll be well known as to whether or not it's successful or not. The couple of hundred people who put down their pre-orders will have had the thing in the field and will know whether or not it's a winner or a loser by the time you buy now.
I get a feeling it'll be pretty cool.
I think they're really on a very strong track with it. They're very much pushing the RAW workflow, and if you're familiar with RAW workflow in digital stills, you'll get understand the benefit of what RAW would bring to video production, where you keep the entire signal, everything that the camera got, right through the post-production process, so you can go back to it and say, you know what, I really just want to adjust the gamma, the brightness, the color points in that RAW full working space, not in something that's been compromised along the way down to 422 or 411.
Yeah, yeah. Philip, we got 30 seconds. How do we find out more information about your gig, the Digital Production Buzz, that's on Thursday evenings?
Just go to digitalproductionbuzz.com. You can find news, the live this week page, which tells the guests coming up, and you can catch that live 6 to 7 on a Thursday night, or find it in the podcast shortly thereafter. You can find that at iTunes or subscribe at digitalproductionbuzz.com.
Very cool. Thanks, buddy. There you go. Philip Hodges, you're moments away from Andy Shallett's Mac Design Out of the Box tip when Inside Mac Radio continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You're Inside Mac, the only source on the planet that brings you everything new that you need to know about the Macintosh. And this part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by DVD-XDV, the coolest software to take information off of your DVD and bring it into iMovie, Final Cut Pro, whatever you want. Anything that's QuickTime-based, check it out. Brand new website, DVDXDV.com. Right now, we're here with Andy Shallett live from Hawaii. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Great. Very good, actually. Kind of hot.
Really?
Humid, but I'm doing well.
Wow, you sound good. You sound very relaxed.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what the islands do for you. You know, I just came down from a hike off of Diamond Head, and I'm not kidding. I'm actually sitting outside looking at Diamond Head right now. And we just did the hike and just came down.
Wow.
So I'm not in front of my Mac. I'm actually on a cellular phone. But I was talking to you earlier this week. I guess you and I were talking, and I said that I was traveling. And when I travel, I try to travel light. And with that in mind, I was thinking about how when you're a designer, when you're working on your Mac in general, you want to travel light. There are certain things that you should bring with you. And one, of course, this is without fail. Whenever I travel, I'm staying in a hotel, I always bring an airport express. Because nowadays, you know, you stay in hotels all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They make you pay for that one stinky little Ethernet line that hooks up and you can't even reach the bed on it. You
yep.
put in your protected wireless and you're great. You can also have, you know, all your friends over for your after meeting parties that I know you always have in your hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah, always.
And they're all wireless and you guys can chat away. But so that's one tip. But actually, what I was thinking of was that in the vein of simplicity, I have come to appreciate pages again. Brad must love this because he's a big Pages fan, I know.
He is.
But I've been working in Pages, and you know, Pages, I gave it short shrift, but Pages is great. It does spreadsheets, which I did not realize before, but I've been doing some work now and using some spreadsheets and having it do calculations and things like that. I bring a table in, it does my letterheads. I use their designs, and then I change them around and reconvert them so that they look more like my designs, but they're great starting points. So I would say Pages, you can hear a car starting up next to me. I think Pages is a great, great, easy way to get everything that you need done, word processing, spreadsheets, basic design, posters, things of that nature. As I understand it, you can even, from one of their templates, do screenplays. Pretty cool.
That is cool because I've not actually played with a whole spreadsheet deal, and that's a great thing to be able to use because it's sort of, if you're not into the other product that does the whole spreadsheet deal,
yeah.
Our friends from Redmond, well, that gives you an option there.
Well, it's not only that, but it's, and graphically, it's just easier to use. You know, it makes perfect sense because the spreadsheet's always, when you're using Excel, it's always very difficult to get a printout. You have to circle the thing out. You have to say define area and print. This thing is on your page. You can make it look good for presentation. You can export to PDF. You can do a lot of stuff, and it's integrated, so you can bring it into Keynote, which then just opens up a whole world of possibilities. And these are just so simplest things in the world, and they're all right there in front of you. And I would advise everyone who gets a chance to get the new Mac to order it built in. You know where they say it comes preloaded?
Yep.
Absolutely, preloaded, because say, well, you know, you don't get the CD. You can always burn it. You can always download the trial. As long as you have the serial number, you're good to go. So I'm becoming a very big fan of Pages, using it for word processing as well. The only, I guess, drawback is that it doesn't do track changes, which, you know, when we're writing books and things, your editors have track changes on so that you can see what they have out of your beautiful prose and what you want to keep, and you can always back up on that stuff. But other than that, it's great for a daily in-and-out thing. It's great.
Thank you so much for calling us from Hawaii. That was Andy Shallett with his great tip. You can check his site out at shallett.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Inside Mac Radio is on the air. Your one spot for everything great that is Mac. Inside Mac Radio is brought to you by MCE Technologies, the coolest place to get a brand new MacBook, MacBook Pro, you name it. You can check them out over at mcetech.com. I'm Scott Shepard with Dino Orlando of the Inside Mac Minute Headline News. Dino, what are you working on for today?
Well, Scott, new competitors are entering the MP3 and online music markets to try and take Apple's ongoing domination. Find out which demographic is key to maintaining the lead on the Inside Mac Minute Headline News.
Oh, good luck. Wow, very cool. Right now we have Sam Levin.
Oh, yeah.
Little Sammy Levin with cool Mac picks. How you doing, Sammy?
Oh, fantastic. I'm still reeling from Portable Media Expo with all the goodies that we unearthed. But we're going to get to those in a second. What I wanted to talk to you guys about, and I don't know if I mentioned this yet, is the new Sanyo digital camera, the point-and-shoot that they've got. They've had a whole line of these point-and-shoot SD-based cameras. I'm sure Brad is all over this. One of their cameras is even an HD version. And essentially, it allows you to take 30 frames per second video that's super high quality, and it records all on SD. It's pretty remarkable. With the new SD devices, the 4-gigabyte memory devices, you can put 4 hours of video. This new Sanyo digital camera is called the Sanyo CA6 digital media camera. It fits in your pocket. It is as small as an iPod. It's fantastic. It's really, really small. 6-megapixel digital still and 30 frames per second, 640 by 480 video. Now, that might not be high quality, but it's fine if you're shooting and you're doing a quick podcast on the go. It's plenty, and you don't want to have an HD quality if you want to upload a 5-minute video on the go, because why? It will take a lot of time. And I tell you, this little camera has gotten a lot of stares. It's weatherproof. That means if you're in the rain, it'll still work. It's fine. So it's not waterproof. You can't dunk it in the shower or take it down swimming or something like that. But in inclement weather, I'm impressed. It's $399. Plus, what does that mean with a 640 by 480 MPEG-4, how it shoots? Basically, you can stick that into your Mac, place that into iTunes, and it imports directly into the iPod. To me, this is the cat's meow. Check it out at sanyodigital.com. And last is Baja. Our friends from Buenos Aires, Argentina, they make a whole line of iPod cases. Their new one's called the iVolution Leather Suit. Beautiful, beautiful designs. They have about 36 different colors, starting at $70. I know it sounds expensive, but I tell you, their cases are sweet. Check them out at Vaja, that's V-A-J-A, cases.com. And they've just announced a new messenger bag wide 15 for all of us MacBook and MacBook Pro owners. Maybe they'll send us one if we're really, really nice. It's $300. So it's very expensive. So we're waiting to hear back from them. That's it from me, Scott.
Cool, Sammy. So anything else that you came out of Portable Media Expo that you thought was cool that we didn't get to touch on last week?
Yeah, actually, Samson Audio, I forgot to touch on this. Samson, they're the folks that have a whole range of wireless and audio devices, namely microphones. That's what I picked up on. I've had their studio condenser mic for a while. They were the first ones to come out with a USB class studio condenser mic. And what that means is it's super high quality, but it's also USB. So you can plug this in to GarageBand or to QuickTime, and you can start recording directly into your Mac, or you can use any host of audio recording devices on the Mac. Now, they came out with a second version of this.
Sammy, let's talk about more of that next week. We got about 8 seconds left here, but I really appreciate you calling today, and we're going to talk about more about this cool Samsung stuff next week. You're listening to Inside Mac Show. Next up, Dr. Mac.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Informal, informative,
in front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Inside Mac Radio is live and the only location worldwide that gives you everything that's great about your Mac every day. Inside Mac Radio is brought to you by DVD XDV. If you've got some cool software you want to pull off your DVD, your movie, bring it into QuickTime, Final Cut, iMovie, you name it. This is cool stuff. Check them out over at DVDXDV.com. Right now we're here with Bob Dr. Mac Levitas, the author of over, I think, 50 books now and the columnist for the Houston Chronicle. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
So what's your book count up to now? 50, 60, 80? I don't even
48,
know.
48, but I'm working on Leopard for Dummies as soon as we get a leopard.
They're hard to catch.
Yes, sir.
They're hard to catch.
But this one, you know, they're supposed to have one by next spring.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
A new book.
Oh, yeah.
So we can have a big party for number 50 here coming up.
This will be 49.
Well, close
I'll
enough.
I'll be 50 next year, though.
Oh,
but
easy.
I'll do something.
Sure. Bobby, you just did an article in the Houston Chronicle about your review of the 24-inch iMac.
Oh, I was so sorry to see it go.
Oh, no.
What a beautiful piece of gear, let me tell you.
Carrie wanted it back, huh?
Carrie insisted. Yeah, and, you know, I said you can have it back when you pry it out of my cold, dead fingers, and they said, okay. So I figured I better pack it up and send it back. But I'm telling you, what a awesome, awesome desktop machine. It's unbelievable. You know, the same size display alone is like $1,000. So for $2,000, you get that and the Core Duo 2 processor and a decent enough video card and everything else you could possibly need. And in fact, I said in my article, it's the first iMac that ever has come even close to appealing to me as a replacement for my quad processor G5 machines.
Yeah, and I've heard too that the this new iPod with the Core Duo 2 chip is almost as fast in almost every operation except maybe the graphic stuff as a Mac Pro.
I would guess that it's pretty damn close. I mean, you know, the thing that it's not going to be as fast in is Adobe.
Right.
And,
well,
and
nothing
that's
is.
The, you know, that's the bugaboo for any Intel machine. But, you know, and I'm holding out. I'm going to wait until Adobe gets a lot closer to releasing Photoshop and InDesign native for the Intel machines before I buy one. But I'm telling you, I was completely convinced I needed a Mac Pro until I got this and played with it for a few days. And now I think I could save myself a couple $1,000s and be plenty happy.
Now, are you still using a G4-based laptop, or do you have a MacBook Pro?
No, I have a G4-based laptop, and I'm not going to buy another laptop until the Photoshop dilemma is resolved. You know, I'd love to. The Intel machines, if you don't use Photoshop a lot, now's the time. There's nothing. You have no reason to wait. But if you're a heavy Photoshop and InDesign user, my G4 is faster than a MacBook Pro. Running Photoshop.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just, until Adobe gets off its butt, I hope they're listening too. You know, this is really
Russell
incredibly,
Preston,
incredibly lame of them.
I know Russell Brown is listening.
All right, Russell, tell them that they're lame. You know, you could say the same about Microsoft, but, except Office runs fine on the Intel.
Well, here's
processor.
The deal, though, Bobby. I was at Photoshop World, and the new vice president of blah, 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 whatever his title was, showed Photoshop running on a MacBook Pro native.
So did he tell you when it's going to ship?
No, he just showed something. He said, I can't show you no more. I'm going to get in trouble. And he closed the lid. That was it.
Yeah.
But this was during the keynote, so this is going to be the new version of Photoshop when it comes out. But, you know, look at their upgrade cycle. I wouldn't expect to see anything until what?
Next summer.
April,
next
May.
Spring, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's too bad, because that's the only thing that prevents me from wanting to, you know, go all Intel. And I got to tell you, the Intel processor rocks for all of Apple software. iLife is unbelievable. GarageBand just runs amazingly well on the Intel, any Intel box.
Yeah, and it's amazing. If you would have said this, you know, a year ago, and Intel and the Mac deal would have been like, you know, mutiny and walk the plank. And
Apple has managed this transition so beautifully. I'm telling you, you know, except for the kind of the Photoshop, the Adobe dilemma, everything else works great pretty much. There's very little software that breaks under Rosetta, and a lot of stuff, like Microsoft Office, runs about as fast. I mean, the benchmarks say it's a little slower, but you don't even notice it. It feels the same.
Right. I mean, you're running Word and Excel. And
Word is Word, you know. It's you won't be waiting for it if you run it on a Intel Mac. Photoshop you wait for.
Yeah, and you know, too, we were talking earlier in the show with Andy Shallett, he was talking about a tip about using doing spreadsheet and Pages. I'm sure that runs good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all native.
And Keynote and all of the iLife apps, I mean, they're just amazing how much faster. And you know, you launch them and they're just, like, on my G5, iTunes takes maybe 15 seconds to launch, 20 seconds. And on a Intel, it launches in like 5 seconds. GarageBand, same thing. It takes like 30 seconds for GarageBand to launch on my G5, and it launches in like 10 seconds on the Intel. It's amazing how much faster they are for running native software.
Yeah, well, you know, that's my deal, too, is I'm still using a G4 laptop, and
I'm not ready.
No.
You know, if it weren't for the Photoshop thing, I'd be ready 6 months ago. But that really is a gotcha for me.
But, you know, and I'm sure that's for a lot of people, especially anybody that's doing any kind of creative.
That whole group is going to have to wait and make their upgrade cycle coordinate with Adobe's upgrade cycle. So, yeah, I bet. You know what? I'll tell you something. Apple's going to see a big increase in sales the week after Adobe comes out with the Creative Suite native on Intel.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's all the pent-up demand. It's all those advertising agencies and art directors and creative people that use the Adobe stuff. They're not buying Intel boxes yet. They're all waiting. So,
yeah, well, you know,
you should probably buy some Apple stock now and hold on to it.
Well, everybody's got it priced at $100 almost or more, so.
Well, and what's it at?
$75.
I don't buy it or sell it, so.
$75.
I don't pay
much
attention.
Yeah,
it just
goes up.
What
else? What have you been playing with, Bobby, that's cool in the land of Mac?
I got my wife one of those new iPod Nanos.
Yeah? We got a pink one? What color?
A pink one.
Yeah? Does she like it?
Yeah.
I bet.
They're very sweet. You know, it's like they've got a couple of new features that are really cool. The search feature is really nice, you know, because I've got on my big iPod, I've got like 6,000 songs, and scrolling through the songs takes forever. So the ability to be able to search through that list by just, you know, selecting the first letter of the song title and jumping right to that letter in the list is awesome. What a cool thing that is.
Yeah, they are beautiful. They're nice. I mean, they're just, it's a sweet little device.
It really is. It really is. And, I have the last generation Nanos is my, like, exercise iPod. I have a few, you know. I have one for the car, and I have one for when I exercise. And the Nano I've got is my exercise Nano, but I've only had it 9 months, and it looks like crap already. Well, you know, I throw it in my pocket and stuff, and well, it just the new Nano is much hardier, you know, much more schmutz resistant, if you will.
Sure. Bobby, tell me about how are things going over at Dr. Mac Direct, and let everybody know what this whole Dr. Mac Direct is. We got about a minute 30 here.
Dr. Mac Direct is gone, but Bob Levitis Consulting has risen from its ashes. We do technical support, troubleshooting, training, all via remote control software. Anywhere in the world, you can call or email us. The website is www.boblevitus, boblevitus.com. And our phone number is 408-627-7577. Just call or write, and we'll give you an estimate, and we can log into your machine and control it and talk to you on the phone while we fix your problems. It's awesome.
That is cool stuff. And you have a 408 area code, so you're in the same area code as Apple.
Well, yes. Thank you, Skype, for allowing me to choose my prefix.
There you go.
Isn't
that's
that cool,
cool stuff.
I'm still in Texas, of course.
Bobby, how do people get more information on Dr. Mac, Bob Levitis Consulting, all the stuff you're up to, buddy?
BobLevitis.com.
Cool. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking some time, and tell us about your thoughts on the new iMac and everything else that's going on, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Thanks for having me.
There you go. The legendary Dr. Mac, Bob Dr. Mac Levitis. Like I said, you can check it out at BobLevitis.com. He is the author of over 48 books and the columnist for the Houston Chronicle, so you can check that out. Great stuff. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. We'll be right back after this short break. If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Where the world comes together, everything great about the Macintosh, this is Inside Mac Radio. And this part of the Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by FirmTech, the official sponsors of the Inside Mac Radio program for storage. They are the storage providers for us, and they make very cool serial ATA, true backplane, so there's no cables and interconnects between the drives and the enclosures. They have SATA cards for the old PowerBook G4s that are full-size cards. They have interface cards for the Express 34 for the MacBook Pros, G4s, G5s, Mac Pros, all kinds of cool stuff. They make removable trays that are an extra $20, so you can have extra drives and just pull them in and out for like storage for photos or music or whatever, and you can have terabytes of storage just racked up on the shelf.
Amazing. A it virtual cool. smorgasbord.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You can check them out at FirmTech. That's F-I-R-M-T-E-K, FirmTech.com. So we're here. We're in San Francisco. It's Fleet Week this week. We have the Blue Angels that should be coming up here in a few hours. They're going to make their big shoe later on today.
Truly amazing time. We were coming in today hoping to get to the studio on time, and they said one of the news stations was talking about, I believe it was 1220 KNTS, which we're on right now, was saying that about 1 million to 1.2 million are anticipated downtown in addition. It's a big week here because Crosstown Rivalry takes place tomorrow, so it's just it's an electrifying time in the Bay Area. We've got the 49ers taking on the Oakland Raiders tomorrow, and of course our hometown Oakland A's, heard live on 1220 KNTS, took it in three from the Minnesota Twins, so they don't play until
Tuesday.
So it's just happening here. Great time to be in Northern California. Fun time. What's coming up next hour, Scotty?
Next hour we have a plethora. There's just it's unbelievable.
So I'll get back to smorgasbord.
Yeah. We have of course Arnie Ramirez is going to be on, the CEO of MCE Technologies, announcing a brand new product on today's show that I'm not going to tell you until he comes on to talk about it.
Did you just wink at me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to talk either.
It's cool stuff. So we're going to have Arnie on from MCE. Dean Orlando, of course, that's with us right now.
You're not even going to throw us a bone here, a hint at what this thing is?
I will. how to put a lot of storage. I put it this way, how to put a RAID inside of your MacBook Pro. There we go.
A lot of storage.
Yeah.
You're talking about huge amount of storage.
Hundreds of gigabytes.
That's
plurals. That's all I'm saying, man.
Okay.
Okay.
That's next
We're
going to
have Dina. Yep. Dina's next hour is going to be with us, of course, talking about news.
Yeah.
News of the week.
What's going on during the week? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have David Griswold on from Sustainable Harvest. Not a harness, harvest.
What is a sustainable harness?
I don't think we want to get into it.
Back to smorgasbord.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think about his name, Griswold, because there used to be a chain of these smorgasbord
down
places
in L.A.
And somewhere in Southern California, Orange County was called Griswold's. I don't know.
Maybe it was one of these all-you-can-eat smorgasbord?
I think so, yeah.
You'd fast for 3 or 4 days and then go in and fill
25
up?
25 years ago, you know, or, yeah, 25, 30 years ago.
I've lived all over the country being in radio, and it seems like every town has got one. You know, it's $14, and as long as you can keep chewing, you can stay.
Yeah, you know, I've been to some of the ones in the Bay Area here. There was one over in Concord I went to.
Yeah.
It's what helped
Americans put the G in gluttony. You know what I mean? I think you do.
Yeah, they're not that, you know, even the ones in Vegas anymore. You know that they're just not the same.
Oh,
we went to the one at the Luxor during Photoshop
World,
and you know, it was okay, but really it's slop.
Well,
it's not that good, man.
Scott, your tastes are changing as well. You're growing up.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to be cheap. You know, you used to go to Vegas and go to smorgasbord.
Yeah, that was the draw. Now it's a destination. Now it's someplace
you
come to pay.
$25.
Absolutely.
I could just go to Ruth Chris and have a couple bowls of lobster bisque instead.
I think we'll be there in under an hour.
Yeah. Actually, there's a beautiful Ruth Chris here in the city. Check this out. We got about 20 seconds.
Up on Van Ness, yeah.
They have a lobster tail.
Yeah.
This thing's $100.
Yep. 18,
24 ounces.
18 pounds. No, 24 ounces.
24 ounce lobster tail. It's a C note.
Okay.
This thing is huge.
I'll see you there in 65 minutes.
I'm thinking
minutes.
About it right now.
All right.
Lobster bisque and a lobster tail.
I'm in.
Ooh, baby. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac radio program.
Stay with us.
Yes, we'll be right back with more cool stuff about your Mac. Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the only place on Earth where your digital lifestyle and the world of the Macintosh come together every week. This is Inside Mac Radio.
Yes.
In San Francisco from our flagship station, News Talk 1220 KNTS, I'm Scott Shepard along with... Well, not really along. He's in trouble today. He's on probation.
I got to get the whole story. I never did really find out what happened.
Brad Wright, that's absent today on assignment.
Okay.
Locked down in the house.
Wink, 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 wink.
And hot from the pages of the Mac Minute Daily News Program, Dear Orlando, with all the news from this week that's fit to eat, that makes your world Mac-tacular, baby.
Dana, nice to see you could make it.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't have to be locked in my house today.
No? Easy. You're letting the cat out of the bag.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa. Talking out of school. Loose lips.
Hey, this part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine. You can check out all the cool stuff going on with those guys over at popphoto.com. Dina, we have news coming up later in the hour.
Yes, we do. Find out why film director George Lucas believes that Americans are abandoning the movie-going habit for good. Coming up on the Inside Mac Minute headline news.
You know,
has something to do with iTunes.
I think I passed him on the way in from Marin this morning.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a little BMW. I don't want to give that away. I shouldn't do that. He's got a 645i convertible. And I think that was George Lucas. I think he still lives up in Nevada or
on the ranch.
Yeah, he lives
Lucas
up there.
Valley Road.
He was obviously coming in for Fleet Week.
Yeah.
It was either him or Santa Claus. I'm not sure.
Well,
he's getting white.
Yeah. The sailors are in town, and
yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful
Desmond's
week.
Desmond's around.
That's right.
Out with the sailors,
absolutely. One million to 1.2 million additional bodies on the waterfront in the San Francisco Bay Area this weekend. So, if you are joining us for that, keep News Talk 1220 KNTS on, the official home of the Oakland A's in Northern California, and Inside Mac,
yeah.
And you'll have us for the next hour, and Blue Angels here in about two. So
that's right. And then you can listen to us tomorrow evening from
9 to 11.
9 to 11 on
1220.
KNTS. So
absolutely.
If you missed part of the show today, or didn't miss the first hour, or want to listen to it again, or
absolutely
Don't even want to listen to us at all today.
We've got
but
you.
We'll be back around Sunday.
With the panache of a podcast and the oomph of terrestrial radio. Did you like that?
That's oomph.
Ooh.
Better, gotta watch it. Get a hernia doing that.
Desmond all crazy.
Yeah, you know, any way you want it, we make sure you have it on demand.
iTunes, whatever you're looking for, brother.
Absolutely.
It's all good.
What's coming up this hour, Scotty?
Arnie Ramirez, CEO of MCE Technologies, coming up talking about some very new storage technologies for your Mac laptop stuff. So we're going to be talking about that. Pretty cool.
One word, warehouse.
That's it, brother. Lay it down.
Warehouse size.
And more cool, cool, the guys from Sustainable Harvest.
Okay.
Not harness.
It's something Freudian happening with you today, Shepard. I'm not sure what's
going
on.
Yeah, you know, I'm brain dead. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about lobster bisque right now is what it is.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
55 minutes, you'll be...
I don't know, but I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't
We're not going to talk about your menu. We're going to talk about... technology.
There we go.
All right.
You know, actually, David Griswold from Sustainable Harvest was in San Francisco this past week working with Apple. He didn't tell me what he was doing, but he said he wanted to talk about it on the show today.
Interesting. Another secret. This hour is laden with secrets.
Well, you know what the trip is? The Sustainable Harvest cats, the Griswold, the guy from the smorgasbord deal, goes back to the grubs.
Stay focused, Scotty.
These guys are they're one of North America's leading importers of fair trade organic coffee. So we'll have to find out what the fair trade organic cooperative is. So it's over 100,000 growers in 12 countries.
Something to do with NASA.
It could be, or is that something in Colombia in between? Do we go coffee or Yale?
I think cartel.
Maybe he's like.
I can't wait to hear about it too, and see if he's got any extra.
Coffee's
freebies.
Good though. Coffee's good.
It's what's fueling my fire.
The biggest drug
right
in America.
It really is.
We could talk about that too.
Let's not.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh well. What are you going to do? Hey, this is the Inside Mac Radio program. We're going to have more cool stuff coming up here lately. We're going to talk about, of course, new storage technologies for your Mac laptop. We're going to talk about how the Macintosh integrates with this coffee. How do you take the number one drug in America and integrate it with the Macintosh?
It has nothing to do with Folgers.
That's right.
All right.
Because they are not Sustainable Harvest organic growers. We'll be right back
on Inside Mac Radio.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listen to online tonight or the David Lawrence show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Sorry. I get carried away with myself.
Hey, welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program.
You're Scott Shepard.
I am.
That's Dean Orlando.
Yeah, and you're Artie Morrison.
And I'm just somebody that nobody knows.
Right.
What's coming up?
Hey, coming up right now. Right now coming up.
Absolutely.
We have Arnie Ramirez, the CEO of MCE Technology. He's going to be talking about a new technology that he's going to announce and debut to the world today on the program. But first, this part of the Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by American Photo Magazine, the coolest publication for high-end photography. And I wouldn't say high-end, just really artsy type of very extravagant type photography stuff.
I think you should do a show on high-end digital photography.
I think we might be, and we'll be talking about that probably next week.
Fantastic.
But, so you can check that out at AmericanPhoto.com, or you can find it on your newsstand over 4.5 million subscribers a month. So it's a pretty it's a pretty big rag there.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Major.
Cool stuff. But right now, the one and only Arnie Ramirez. Hey, Arnie, how you doing?
Good. How's it going, Scott?
Good. So you have cooked up some pretty cool new stuff for a MacBook Pro.
That's right. For MacBook Pro, for the PowerBook G4s as well.
We really?
Leave them out. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Tell us about it. What are we talking about here, brother?
Okay. Well, basically, we came up with this idea, a few of us at the shop, thinking, you know, we do sell a lot of SuperDrive upgrades for these machines, but a lot of us in our day-to-day work, we really don't use SuperDrives or combo drives that much, but what we wish we had, and in the fact that we do a lot of work with digital video guys, we're always hearing that what they want mostly as well is hard drive space. And so we're thinking, what can we do here? So In our expertise, knowing, you know, what is possible, we've basically created an enclosure that looks just like the SuperDrive that goes inside your PowerBook or MacBook Pro, yet we have a hard drive in there. And
really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Up to 160 gigabytes. So basically, you take out your SuperDrive or your Combo Drive, put in the hard drive, it connects just like the old SuperDrive does right in there.
Right.
Apple's disk utility manages everything perfectly. It thinks it's just another hard drive you've added to the chain, and you've got an extra 100, up to 160 gigabytes. Right now, in my PowerBook, I've got 320 gigabytes of hard disk space.
And, wow.
Bulging at the seams.
Exactly.
Now, Arnie, how does this actually plug in an interface? Because I know when you pull out the drive in the Mac, the optical drive, isn't it a different interconnect type connector than a hard drive?
Absolutely. And we created an adapter in order to interface between that different connector and the hard drive. So that's all been worked out, and that's all 100% working perfectly.
Wow. Now, this is cool.
Yep. And, now, you know, it gives a lot of flexibility and features that really were never before possible on the PowerBooks or the MacBook Pros. I mean, there's a reason the Mac Pro and the PowerMac G5s and everything have a bunch of hard drive bays, because people need storage. The features that you can now use are RAID 0, striped, RAID 1, mirrored. You can concatenate the two drives so that the system sees it like as one big up to 320 gigabyte volume. I mean, with all the media going on, with all the digital video work, with all the people's song collections growing, you know, it's just in a laptop, there's just not enough hard drive space to hold everything. Now with downloadable DVDs or movies, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was, 1.5 gig or something?
Yeah, it's huge.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, I had a few of those little puppies up there. Wait till the store starts rocking and there's thousands of movies on there. You're going to need, you know, terabytes of storage strapped to your back. I need an MCE backpack.
Absolutely, absolutely. We call it the OptiBay hard drive, obviously because it goes into your optical drive bay. But, you know, okay, now the question is, well, occasionally I'm going to need to load software, I'm going to need to load an OS or my app, some application, or I want to burn a CD or DVD. So part of the kit, we actually give you an enclosure, a FireWire enclosure for your optical drive you've just removed. It's portable, it plugs into FireWire, it's bus-powered, so you'll be able to use it still anytime, anywhere you want. It boots the machine, and that's all part of the kit. So you don't lose anything.
No, because, you know, really, I mean, how often, me personally, I might use the optical drive on the laptop, I don't know, once a week?
Exactly.
If
I use it once a month, it's a lot.
Right.
And I'm not alone.
And the drive is so thin. Now, would it be the same type of enclosure, Arnie, that's your Lucid type of?
That's right.
So it's the same enclosure. You're going to supply like a Lucid case with it.
That's exactly right.
So this thing is small anyway, so I mean the room that it would take up in the backpack is about the same as it would if you had a portable hard drive with you, but now this extra hard drive is built in your Mac where you can really use the storage.
Exactly.
That's effectively exactly right. As a RAID, or even as two hard drives.
Yep.
So you don't have to RAID it, you can have it so it actually shows up as hard drive one, hard drive two, or
that's
whatever.
Exactly right. Use it however you like. It's totally up to the user.
Wow. Now, when can someone get one of these fine little units, and how much are they going to cost? I guess it's depending on the size of the hard drive, but how is the kit going to be available?
Yeah, it depends on the size of the hard drive. They're going to come anywhere from 80, 100 gig, 120 gig, and 160 gig kits. There's going to be 5,400 RPM drives and 7,200 RPM drives. If you want a little screamer in there, you can do that. They're going to be priced anywhere from about $249 to about $449 for the bigger hard drive with the full kit, enclosure for your other drive and everything. So we don't have it yet shipping for the MacBook Pro 15-inch. That's going to be a couple weeks away because that, as you recall, the MacBook Pro 15-inch only has a 4X drive in there. It's not even double layer. So they actually use a slightly thinner mechanism. But we have that actually already ready to go. It's just not quite shipping, and we'll be shipping in a couple weeks. For that kit, we're actually going to offer not just a case for your drive, but we're actually going to offer perhaps the full-blown Lucid 8X in case people just want to ditch the 4X drive and just go with a full-blown 8X double-layer burner as an external, because a 4X single-layer is, I mean, that's old history.
Yeah, I mean, the 4X is slow. I have a Lucid 8X. The thing rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to a 4, I mean, it's not like the 16X that I have in my G5, but for portability, it's small. It's cool.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're super excited about this. Obviously, a product really no one has done before, and, you know, we get total suggestions all the time about, you know, how do I get, you know, more hard drive space into my machine, and I wish I had more, and you know, here's the answer.
Well, like you said here, I mean, examples of guys that are doing DJing stuff, because we know a couple guys that do DJing, and they use their Macs with, like, Megaseg. Okay?
Yep.
This is perfect. You can put now another 10,000 songs or 100,000 or whatever in your laptop, or if you're doing video DJing where you're playing videos and music at a club, and a lot of guys are doing that with their Macs.
You got it.
More storage there. Or if you're just a guy that's out there shooting for Channel 7 News and you're editing in the field, and you have a scratch drive that you can actually edit in Final Cut, and you're not supposed to really edit audio, Pro Tools or Final Cut or anything really on the built-in drive in your machine. You're supposed to use another drive.
Here you go.
And now you can have a scratch drive built in your machine and not touch what's on your normal operating system where you're playing with, you know, then you have the problems of, you know, well, if something gets corrupted, it screws up your email and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I guess the possibilities are endless with it. It's crazy.
Exactly. And now, actually, you know, if you think about it, going with the Intel machines, Boot Camp or Parallels, whatever, you can have one drive devoted to Windows, one drive devoted to Mac if you want.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
Yep.
Hey, Arnie, we got 20 seconds. How do we get more information on this cool deal that you're doing?
Well, you basically just go to the website at www.mcetech.com, and 800-5000-MAC also is the phone number, and that's how you find out all about it.
Hey, Arnie, thank you so much. There you go. An exclusive here on Inside Mac Radio, the brand new OptiBay drives from MCE. Very cool stuff. Check it out, mcetech.com. We'll be right back.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. Every week, Inside Mac Radio gets to the bottom of everything good about the Macintosh. This part of the Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by Creative Pro. If you want a place to get all the cool tips for the creative professional, go over to creativepro.com. Now, the Inside Mac Minute Headline News with Dina Orlando.
Thanks, Scott. Apple's quad-core Intel-based Mac Pro set new records in the UK this past week. It is considered to be the fastest personal computer. It was placed against a top-of-the-line Windows machine by British magazine PC Pro. With Windows XP installed on the Mac using Apple's Boot Camp utility, it achieved record-breaking speeds in multiple applications tests. PC Pro kept all four cores constantly busy. In one test, they ran a demanding task in Microsoft Office, Photoshop, and a music decoder all at the same time. And the result was almost three times faster than the reference Pentium D-based computer that PC Pro Lab test scores are based on. According to the report, the results in terms of pure performance speaks volumes about the ability of Intel's new processors and Apple's ability to build systems around them. And high school students have made it clear, iPods are the MP3 player of choice. Piper Jaffray analyst Gene Munster released the results of his 12th biannual high school teen survey this week. The survey, conducted of 985 nationwide students whose average was age 16, and the results showed that 79% of those who own an MP3 player possess an iPod, and 76% of those who plan on buying an MP3 player in the next 12 months expect to purchase an iPod. The survey also showed that iTunes is doing just as well, as 79% of the respondents who said they buy their music online, 91% use iTunes, which is a 20-point jump from just 6 months ago, and likely a result of the increasing variety of content on iTunes. According to Mr. Munster, Napster came in second with Napster came in second with 3%, and Real Networks, Rhapsody, and Yahoo Music were basically off the charts. Mr. Munster said Apple continues to dominate the MP3 player and online music markets, despite the despite new competitors constantly entering the market. He noted that winning over the teen demographic is critical to continued long-term growth, and Apple is clearly in the lead. And film director George Lucas has expressed interest in online movie downloads and feels that it will be the wave of the future. In an interview with Variety, Lucas mentioned that he has met up with Steve Jobs recently and is interested in observing how the market develops. He feels that the movie industry is changing, Americans are abandoning the movie-going habit for good, and audiences will have more control over what they want to see, which he feels will lead to diversity, not big-budget blockbusters. He said movie download services like iTunes are the future for moving picture entertainment distribution and sees quantity as a secret for future success. More lower-budget movies are on the way in Lucas's mind. As he said, from the same budget of a single major movie, I can make 50 to 60 two-hour movies, and in the future market, that's where it's going to land, because he feels it's going to be an all-pay-per-view and downloadable.
Yeah, that's you know, pretty crazy stuff, really, if you think about it, because, you know, he probably figures it's 50 or 60 million bucks to make a big movie.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And for $1 million, he can make a two-hour movie.
Yeah, and he's actually said that he's kind of getting out of the film industry, and he's concentrating more on TV. He's doing cartoons and all different kinds of stuff. I've read in the article, and he's really interested in iTunes. He's kind of waiting to see how it goes, but yeah, he thinks that's where it's going to be from here on out. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
30 seconds. I don't think I have enough time for this next story, so I'm just going to hang on and hold it for the next segment.
Oh, how fun.
Yes.
More goodies coming.
Yes. Shall I give you the little tease?
Yes, please do. Let us know what we're going to be waiting for.
Quickly, coming up, who's the genius behind Genius Bar when the Inside Mac Minute headline news returns?
Ooh, Genius Bar. How cool. Yeah. Hey, you are listening to the Inside Mac Radio Show here on KNTS 1220 AM in beautiful San Francisco and worldwide on the web and, of course, over at iTunes. We'll be right back.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind, because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit AGFA.com for more info.
Every week, your world comes alive with Macintosh. This is Inside Mac Radio, and it's brought to you this segment by Mac Update, the place to get the coolest Macintosh software updates for your Mac. Check them out over at MacUpdate.com. Now back with Dina Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute Daily News. Take it away, Dina.
Thanks, Scott. Apple received another glowing report this week as the independent research firm Zurich targeted an Apple stock price of $116 for the next 12 months, saying that Apple has successfully executed a change from being a computer company to becoming an entertainment company. They have analyzed each of Apple's strengths and called the iPod and iTunes combination second to none. The firm also believes that Apple will continue to aggressively protect its iPod and iTunes business because that section of its business is contributing to the most growth, citing the iPod 75% global market share and 88% control of the global market for digital music with iTunes. A school in the UK is depending on Apple technology to help kids with behavioral, emotional, or social difficulties achieve their goals. It aims to help children control their behavior and to return them to learning. at New Rush School in Essex. Each child and staff member has a Mac notebook. All classrooms have interactive whiteboards, and iPods help children to access and showcase their work and are used within the teaching syllabus. Head teacher John Diabro said Apple's digital technology is proving to be a wonderful aid to teaching and learning in our school. It encourages even those with the most severe problems to express themselves better, and it helps raise their self-esteem so they want to go on and achieve even more. Since adding Apple technology to the school, there have been many times when troubled children have been able to use the digital technologies in creative ways, which helped them move toward honest self-expression. The communication also helps teachers help the children by boosting teamwork, attendance, and interest. And if you like the music that plays while you stand in line to order your coffee at Starbucks, just head on over to iTunes and buy it. Apple and the coffee chain have announced this week that users of iTunes will be able to preview and purchase releases by classic and new musical artists. Starbucks president Ken Lomborn said, "Many of our customers want to listen to our music on their iPods, and now that will be easier than ever." The music offerings are now available in a special new Starbucks Entertainment area within the iTunes store and will include a wide variety of popular content as well as playlists created specifically for iTunes. A new show will be coming to CBS soon. They have committed to shoot the pilot called Genius Bar and will explore the interactions between people who work at a place similar to the Genius Bar at the Apple stores and the employees of a nearby Abercrombie and Fitch-type store. It drew strong interest from both ABC and NBC before landing at CBS. The show was pitched from writers Josh Sternin and Jeff Ventimiglia, who have served as executive producers on That 70s Show, and it was based on an idea by consumer marketing expert Krishnan Menon, or Menon, who was also involved in the launch of Apple's iMac as well as the iPod. So those are the stories I have for this week, Scott. Isn't that interesting? The Genius Bar. Wonder how it's going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be interesting, though. You never know. They throw a little bit of you know, lifestyles in it, and, and maybe things going on behind with the geniuses, and, you know, I don't know.
Well, That 70s Show has been really great. I mean, it's running in syndication now. I don't think they're making any new ones, but it ran for a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got good producers behind it, so who knows?
Yeah, and the Starbucks thing is crazy. I mean, you go to the Starbucks Entertainment site within side of iTunes Music Store, and it's this whole huge monster thing.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time. They have pretty good music. I would stand in line, and I'd always hear some music. I'm like, oh, I want to get that, but I don't want to purchase the whole CD. So, yeah, I think it was just a matter of time before they ended up on iTunes.
And I'm looking at the stuff here. I mean, we can talk about this at the end of the show, but I don't know. We'll talk about the Starbucks thing later, but next up we have a very cool guest. We have David Griswold from Sustainable Harvest talking about cool Mac goodies and coffee. We'll be right back.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the industry measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least 6 times a year, the industry measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The industry measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepherd.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by the official printers of the Inside Mac show, Printing for Less. True ink on paper offset printers. Very cool stuff. They can take any file you send them and print it. Beautiful stuff. Check them out at printingforless.com. Right now we're joined by David Griswold from Sustainable Harvest. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Give our listeners a little background on what is Sustainable Harvest.
Well, Sustainable Harvest is a coffee importing company. So we are based up in Portland, Oregon, and as coffee importers, we go out and find beans from fair trade and organic coffees are the ones we focus on from growers around the world, places like Colombia or Ethiopia or Mexico. We sell them to roasters around the country like Green Mountain Coffee, Whole Foods, Pete's Coffee and Tea.
Very cool. Now, you were just featured on Apple's website under their business section about how you've integrated your business and this whole coffee deal with the Macintosh. So why don't you tell us about that? And I know you were just in Cupertino this last week doing something, I guess, with Apple if you were in Cupertino.
Yeah, we're helping Apple found out about our work and how we have offices in locations around the world in Oaxaca, Mexico, and Lima, Peru, and in Butare, Rwanda, which is in East Africa. All of our staff members have Mac laptops, G4s, and we're sort of outfitted with iLife and iWork products. And we showed them how it helps us connect this global product and the stories of these growers, these small farmers who are farming organic coffee, with our customers. And we use all the tools and the Apple applications that you find in iWork and iLife to connect it. So from podcasts to newsletters to doing movies and things like that. So Apple took an interest in that because the small business division, which are the people who I've been working with, want to get other small businesses to realize that Apples are just really great tools. But most business people think of Apple as just kind of a home application, you know, for your family and friends photos. And we sort of are a model of how to use it in a business. So I was down in Cupertino because we were shooting a sort of a commercial slash tutorial that they'll put on the website about how we integrate these programs in a business function. And I was paired with a guy named Jeremy Butcher who works in the Small Business Markets Division, and he's the Apple expert. And I showed him how we were using it, and then he showed me some more tricks, and that will go online for viewers to look at.
Well, now, how do you guys integrate? Have you started doing podcasts for your company, or is this for internal stuff for your own sales organization and marketing stuff?
We actually take podcasts, and we have our staff, for example, our staff member in Rwanda will go out and interview farmers and sort of get what's happening with the harvest, how is it going, and talk to people. He speaks to them in Kenya, Rwanda. That's the local language there. Then he translates it just through a QuickTime audio file into English, and then we'll put that together in a podcast and send that to one of these roasters as kind of an update on where the coffee is and how it helps get the employees excited. So we'll send it off to the roasters and their employees. So we've done podcasts sort of upstream to the customers. That would be the roasters we sell to and their employees. We also do podcasts downstream, and what I mean by that is we do them in Spanish, and it's about organic productivity issues. So it's more of an educational training component because coffee is not a product that gets a lot of support from the local governments, and so there's no real training for farmers. So podcasts allow us to sort of create, you know, radio shows that are interesting, and we use all the tools that that GarageBand provides us, and so we do those in Spanish and other languages to the growers. So it's been a really useful tool.
Wow, and how's the whole podcast stuff taken off with your end user that would be the coffee house or roaster?
Well, we're at this early stage where the tools are, we find them pretty useful because for, in a coffee house or a coffee retail situation, the employees change often, you know, they may move on to another job. Podcasts will be a great way for us to update people, you know, fairly regularly and consistently on here's what's happening with this particular coffee. Because ultimately, Scott, what we're doing is we're trying to share the story of where these coffees come from. Because whether it's coffee or any other product, you've really got to differentiate yourself against the commodity out there. And the more we can tell stories about real people doing things to make coffees taste better, it's going to sort of separate those retailers that we work with from the rest of the pack.
Now, is this something, do you think, that you could actually reach out to an actual retail consumer to let them know about what you guys do and the people that actually buy your product and your product is organic and sustainable and it's not run by the cartel and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, although as we're the guys in the middle, we want to really support our customers who the retailers like a Pete's or a Whole Foods or a Green Mountain Coffee or Newman's Own Organic. Those are the ones who we want to provide the tools so that they can tell the story. So ideally, it's when we go on a trip with a customer so that their buyer can be on the podcast. But many of our customers don't use Macs, and so we're able to sort of create things faster, quicker, and I think better than certainly than other coffee importers have done. And so this is kind of a new tool, and we just kind of have to blaze a path to show people why they should switch to these computers, because it makes telling the story just infinitely easier.
Well, see, it's great for you that they're using these heathen box PC machines.
Yeah, well, I used to be that. I mean, I'm a relatively new convert. About 2003, we just got hit with so many viruses one day when one of our employees clicked on the wrong mail attachment, and I just sort of walked in. I said, we're just going to switch. I can't stand this. I'd spent, you know, countless evenings trying to fix PCs. Anyway, about $8,000 later, we had switched our whole outfit with Macs, and within a year, because of using iChat, we had saved that much in telephone call savings for our international calls. So we've really never looked back.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it amazing how productive you can be with iChat? I mean, I use it every day. I'll have five or six windows open talking to people within our organization, other deals that are going on. It's just an amazing tool that people don't even think about because they think it's a chat, it's a fun thing.
Yeah, and I think that is exactly why Apple wanted us to come down as an example company, and maybe because we're not a consumer brand. I mean, Sustainable Harvest is it's a neat company, it's a great name, but we're not somebody you're going to see in the supermarkets. You're going to see our coffees, you know, in a Whole Foods or a Wild Oats store, but it'll be roasted by somebody. And I think that's why Apple kind of uses us as this example of how do you use iChat, how do you use iMovie, Pages and Keynote. I mean, all these tools that we now have come to sort of stand for and really help us a ton, most of them are going to be brand new for most business people watching that. So I think the real key for Apple will be how can they get PC business users to realize the power of the Mac. And that's kind of a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like you said, it's hard to get over that initial deal. Now, are you using actually iWork with Pages to do spreadsheets and stuff on, or do you guys are still using some Office product?
Well, yeah, Pages we'll use for delivering, you know, sort of newsletters and updates and things like that. We'll actually create our own templates so that we can differentiate a little bit. Keynote, you know, it's great for the presentations, but we will use, we don't really do a lot of spreadsheet work anyway. Most of what we're trying to do is really tell, you know, sort of rich content stories, and we do that effectively through Pages or Keynote, and we're very, very strong in visuals. We spend a lot on our trips bringing great photographers and great videographers with us so that we capture pretty, you know, some of the best images in the industry, and I think that's what makes our stuff stand out. And so if you go to the Mac at Work page on Apple.com, you'll see one of those. You'll see a Pages document, and it'll have you'll see a woman with a basket of coffee on her head and a kid. She's from Rwanda. They're using our examples, and a lot of it has to do with just, you know, incredibly rich photos that we've been able to capture, and that really helps us tell the story.
Yeah, I mean, it really does, and that's the thing, too, is you're trying to get your message across to wholesale buyers of your product that you're importing, and it makes it so easy to do this with the Mac, like you said, iMovie, iTunes, you know, GarageBand.
Yeah, one of the things I learned in this in the seminars while I was down there, it was really quite a treat, because I'm usually, you know, I'm running a pretty big business up here in Portland, Oregon, and staying pretty focused on coffee. But to spend 2 days down in Cupertino, I was able to, you know, talk to Mac people for, about 8 hours a day. It was really a treat because they taught me a lot of good things. And one in particular was learning some ways that I could, often I'll send out a QuickTime movie to my customers, and they'll say, our IT department won't allow us to, you know, load QuickTime because they're too scared about viruses. These are all PC users. So they showed me some tools within iMovie, how I could sort of make it a little bit PC friendly. So they'd lose some in resolution, but at least they'd get to open it because they're sort of handcuffed by the frightened IT people that, you know, that are running their company.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I deal with a lot of these guys too, and these IT people are freaked out.
Yeah,
and they don't know about the Macintosh, and they're freaked out about it too. And it's just, it's really, I don't see how people can honestly be productive. And I'm not trying to, you know, tout the Mac deals, Mac, but I don't see how you can be productive on a PC. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I would say, Scott, what I found was the biggest difference is that now when I open up my MacBook Pro, or anytime I open up a Mac, it's all about thinking about what do I have to do and how am I going to get there. It's all about the creative process. And before, I never felt that way. I never sort of opened up my my PC, and you know, whether it was a laptop or something else, it was always kind of like, what's going to crash? You could never close the lid.
Yep. Hey, David, we're coming to a break. Why don't you hold with us for a second? We'll be right back here. You heard with David Griswold. He is from Sustainable Harvest, and we've been talking about how they're using Macintosh and all kinds of cool stuff. Don't go away. You're listening to the Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a real estate agent? Then listen up. I've got something for you. NewHomePodcast.com. It's an exciting new way to reach an audience of home buyers that really understand technology and are fascinated with the new podcasts that are springing up everywhere. Now imagine having a dedicated, rabid audience that is in the market to buy or sell a home and wants every edge in getting the latest information. Maybe they're relocating to your area, maybe they're upgrading or downsizing, maybe they're first-time home buyers that are brand new to the process. Well, you can be their guide. And do so with professionally produced, up-to-the-minute podcasts that are delivered automatically to their computers and iPods. And that means sales for you. We make it simple. We do all the online setup, all the production, all the delivery of the podcast. All you have to do when you want to do an episode is make a phone call. Now, we do this on a zip code exclusive basis, and zip codes are going fast. So go to the website to see if your area is still available. It's newhomepodcast.com. That's newhomepodcast.com.
Informal, informative,
in front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Inside Mac Radio is live and the only location worldwide that gives you everything that's great about the Macintosh. Every day, this part of the Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by the Digital Production Buzz. Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. on the web at digitalproductionbuzz.com. We are here with David Griswold from Sustainable Harvest, and we've been talking about all the cool stuff they've gone over. They switched over to the Mac with their business. They don't have to deal with viruses and all this nasty PC stuff anymore, and how they'll just be able to use their Macintosh and be creative to help extend their business. Now, David, how do we find out more information about what you guys are up to and your website and all the cool things that's going on with your company?
Well, our website is sustainableharvest.com, and then I guess when people go out and see a fair trade organic coffee, it's a pretty high chance that we might have sourced one of those coffees, especially if there's an interesting story that the roaster is telling. And go to our website. We're really not catering to the consumers, but you can sort of see some pictures and some of the ads and some of the media that's covered us.
Now, is there any brands that if people say, hey, Sustainable Harvest is cool, they're doing organic stuff, they're helping the farmers, but they're using Macs and they want to go buy Mac coffee?
Well, let's see.
Is there a place that buys a lot of your beans that you can say, hey, you know, Newman's using our stuff or blah, blah, blah?
Well, Newman's Own Organics, Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, McDonald's is doing a test of fair trade organic coffees. We supplied a lot of those on the East Coast. In the middle, you've got all the Whole Foods stores. They're a big customer. Pete's Coffee and Tea, Stumptown Coffee, Counterculture on the Carolinas, Tony's Coffee up in Washington, Tully's is another big one up in Washington, and TaylorMade and Thanksgiving Coffee down in California where you're at, Santa Cruz Coffee Roasters. So there's a lot of people all around the country who buy Sustainable Harvest Fair Trade Organic coffees, and we're going to try to help all of those retailers and wholesalers tell the story better, and we're going to use Macs to do it.
That is very cool. We really appreciate you coming on today. We'd love to have you back on talking about more of this stuff, because we could just spend, you know, a half hour just talking about what you're using with the video stuff and the iMovie, and there's just so much cool stuff going on that you don't normally see, because you're basically doing a B2B type of communication that's business to business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
well,
how
when
people
they,
can
when
use
they go
stuff.
Live with the piece that we just filmed down in Cupertino, maybe we can talk again.
Yeah, we would love to. Make sure you get a hold of us, and we'll get a hold of you after the show, and we can have you back on. And I think it's just great stuff, and I really appreciate you taking time today to talk with us.
Hey, thanks very much.
There you go. David Griswold from Sustainable Harvest, and you can check out his stuff over at apple.com/business/profiles/Sustainable Harvest, or you can go to their website at sustainableharvest.com. Very cool stuff. Good thing they're doing there. They're helping people out. It's organic coffee. You know, it's pretty cool. It's really, really cool stuff. And then using the Mac deal, of course, is preferable than the alternative that we don't want to talk about, because we don't want to go there. Hey, I'd like to thank the sponsors of today's Inside Mac Radio program. We had Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4. We had DVD XDV, the guys that make DVD XDV Pro. MCE Technologies that came on today that has a brand new MCE OptiBay hard drive solution for your Mac laptop. Very cool deal there. You can check them out at mcetech.com. The official storage provider of the Inside Mac Radio Show, that's FirmTech at F-I-R-M-T-E-K, FirmTech.com. Their stuff's very cool. You can check out, of course, our friends over at Pop Photo. That's Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine at popphoto.com. We had, of course, American Photo. They're very cool over at AmericanPhoto.com. Or you can go to Pop Photo, get the same stuff over there. They've sort of integrated their sites now. Creative Pro for creative professionals over at CreativePro.com. Mac Update at MacUpdate.com, the place for Macintosh software updates. Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac Radio program at PrintingForLess.com. And the Digital Production Buzz of Philip Hodges over at DigitalProductionBuzz.com. I've been your host, Scott Shepard. You've been here today with Dean Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute Daily News program. You can check that out every day over at InsideMacRadio.com, or just cruise on over to iTunes and type in Inside Mac. You can get Dina's Nudecast every day. I'd like to thank the guests today. We had Philip Hodges, the host of the Digital Production Buzz, talking about Post News. Andy Shallot live from Hawaii with his graphic tip. Sam Levin with his cool Mac picks. We have Bob Dr. Mac Levitis from the Houston Chronicle talking about a very cool 24-inch iMac. Arnie Ramirez, the CEO of MCE Technologies. Of course, Dina Orlando doing the Inside Mac News. David Griswold from Sustainable Hardest. I've been your host, Scott Shipper. You can find out more information at InsideMacRadio.com.